Welcome to The Unshrewd Show, my personal journal covering life and lessons from an unshrewd point of view, hosted by me, Dana Jones. I am so excited because it is time for the seasons to change. I feel like all my life I've been a summer baby. I love summer, love the heat, love the break. Love the slowness of summer days, you know, getting to just kind of lounge around and take the day as it comes. But this year in particular, I'm really, really looking forward to fall. I think I'm really starting to appreciate the beauty of a season while I'm in it, instead of taking the seasons for granted. And the last few weeks, I've just been thinking about all the great memories that I have of fall. Thanksgiving, of course, Halloween, warm drinks. The last few years, I've made it a point to go apple picking with friends or with groups. And sometimes I've gone by myself to North Georgia, LJ. And it's really fun. It's about an hour drive from the city up to the mountains, but I always have a really good time, pick a lot of great apples. I think I did so much with the apples I got one time, and you can just grab them off the tree and eat them. I made a couple apple pies and put them in the freezer. It's just such a fun experience that you can only have in the fall. I'm really looking forward to fall this year for another reason too, and it's because right at the start of spring this year, I was laid off from my job. This is actually my second time getting laid off, but I quickly learned that there's a difference between getting laid off when a company is acquired and getting laid off when a company doesn't have the money to pay you to continue to work there. That's a whole different conversation on its own. But I'm not going to get onto today because this is really not a business podcast. But I definitely think this experience was a lot heavier for me than getting laid off the last time for a lot of different reasons. I am only just now really starting to feel all the feels about being laid off. And that's okay. I'm allowing myself to acknowledge, like, there's feelings there, and you're entitled to feel that way. And I am really sad about it. First and foremost, the position that I had moved to was my post-MBA next step big job that had all of the check marks to check off. I was going to get to be a leader. I was no longer going to be executing email sends. I was going to get to make decisions, really key negotiation points, really key things that I wanted for my next job. I had spent a couple years at the organization I was working for and really refined exactly what I was searching for. And another cool point about my last job was that they recruited me on LinkedIn. I had never heard of the company. And so talk about feeling yourself. I was really feeling myself like this company found me. They want me there. The position is exactly where I believe that I need to be. And everything says go. Even when I got there, there was just sweet honeymoon period of I'm here. I'm Dana. Kind of like the TikTok where it's like, I want something big. I want something that says Beyonce. Like, that's the vibe I had those first few weeks of the job. If you think about that song where it's like, I'll be feeling like the man when I walk through, like that vibe, that energy, big. I don't know what BDE for ladies is, but it was BDE for me in that position. Like, this is, I feel like a boss. Even my salary went up. So I was just like, yes, I'm there. And even thinking about it now, just all the good feelings of taking that next step professionally after you got your master's degree. Like, I didn't get a master's degree to stay in the same role, and just everything was shifting in the right direction when I got the opportunity. So I have only more so been feeling the devastation of losing that job within the last few weeks. And like I said, I'm just giving myself grace to say, like, it's okay. But I really want to talk about what I learned in this season, and I'm calling that my influx season, because I didn't have a job, but there were so many other sources of joy in my life during those couple months where I wasn't making any money. And I really want to talk about those today. So what did I do during my influx season of not having a job, of being laid off? The first thing that I did was probably the hardest, but it was rest. I am not good at giving myself space to rest. And that is something that, as I say out loud, I'm very embarrassed about. I don't think rest is easy. I don't think I need to earn rest. But when I say those two things out loud as well, it's like, if that's true, why don't I rest more? I think when I describe rest for myself, it's just having your mind be free, not, you know, getting caught up in everything or overconsumed by everything, because sometimes that's a bad habit that I have, is getting all consumed by one thing or one goal and abandoning other things and other goals in my life. So I just appreciate the time where there was nothing there for me to do, no work to be done, no team to communicate with, even though I really did miss my team, and I miss being a manager and a distinctive leader in organization, because I do believe you can lead wherever you are. But let's be real, when you're in an organization or when you're at work, there's managers and there's people who are not managers, who don't have a designated leadership role. And there's a big difference in those things. So that was the most challenging for me, is just to rest. Right after I got laid off, I took 2 weeks and didn't apply to anything. And it was really, really hard, because I almost feel like it's mentally ingrained that in order to get a job, I have to apply for a job. And that's really not necessarily true, right? I've gotten jobs through referrals and, like I said, being recruited on LinkedIn. So the math is not mathing on that statement. It is not a distinctive fact that you have to apply for jobs to get a job. You have to interview for jobs to get a job. In fact, during that season, I told myself, or, you know, I really prayed, and I was like, I don't want to go through 50 toxic interviews to get one job opportunity. And I do believe that, you know, that prayer came to fruition, because I only had maybe 8 interviews, which is optimal. And I got 2 offers. So I would prefer that kind of route than having a lot of toxic interviews and going through the ups and downs of that. I mean, just to be frank, I'm already single. I'm already going through this dating space. I don't want to go through a cycle of professional dating where I'm just being told no, or getting ghosted, getting overlooked, shut down, telling the positions are no longer open, like all the bad news. And I know there's some good there, but it's still a lot to take yourself through mentally and emotionally. And even when you think about rest, sometimes I see it, or at least I used to see it, as just a physical rest, but it's really a rest of your mind, a quieting of your mind as well. And that's a different kind of rest. It's definitely stressful. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I get stressed out of, like, how long am I going to not have a job? But I spent a lot of time at the pool. I spent a lot of time in the sun, in the water, and exercising, so getting sweaty. I decided to pursue my yoga teacher training 200-hour during the season that I was laid off. And so that gave me a lot of mental clarity and taught me a lot of ways to manage the mind, managing the mind, quieting the mind. We did a lot of meditation sessions, a lot of hot yoga. So in those things, I always feel like I'm like sweating out my feelings in the best way. So I just appreciate that season. The second thing that I did during my influx season was read. I think I've spent the last few years buying more books at a rate that's faster than I can read them. So in that case, I was able to pause and take on some of the things on my TBR list, which is to be read. In my mind, I'm this Bookstagram influencer, book TikTok, or book talk. And so I just use TBR now from watching all the content on those places and getting good book recommendations. I got a library card to kind of subside some of my spending on books, and it did help. It's definitely helped, but Barnes & Noble has been doing this thing where they do 50% off hardcovers, and that's when I really get in trouble. Fortunately, I was gifted a gift card, so I used the gift card for $100 and then didn't go too far outside of that. But if you think about the cost of hardcovers and getting 50% off of them, $100 went pretty far. So anyway, one of the first books that I picked up during that season was called Toxic Positivity, and it fit so perfectly into everything that I was going through because it really talks about how sometimes when we're going through bad things, we will communicate them to people who advise us, and they're like, somebody else is going through worse. And that always hurts my feelings when I share what I'm going through and someone says, like, you know, everybody's going through something. People out there are dealing with worse things than what you're dealing with. It's very much a way to minimalize what I'm experiencing. And the book really talks about that, about how sometimes we're going through something really sad and really bad, and it's okay to feel a way. And in fact, I had this person in my life who would say that, like, well, someone else has got it worse. Everybody's going through something. And I finally started standing up and saying, well, you know, I understand everybody else is going through something, but right now I'm focused on what I'm going through and I'm hurting. This hurts. So just pivoting the conversation to say, I totally am an empathetic person. I understand that everyone is carrying a heavy load, but right now we're talking about my load, and my load is heavy, and I would love to share what I'm going through and have someone be a safe space for me to share those thoughts. And everybody isn't. And this book really talks about how even, I guess, the one social media site for me that does this more than others is Instagram, where people are kind of just putting on this glaze on top of a donut and it makes it look really pretty and shiny, and it's fake. It's totally false. Whereas I get on maybe Twitter, yes, I still call it Twitter, but I get on Twitter and share my thoughts, or I get on TikTok and share my thoughts. And I feel like those are spaces where you can more be your authentic self, whereas Instagram is very glossy and not as authentic. Another book that I read or picked up during that time was called Drama Free, and it's called A Guide to Manage Healthy Relationships, Family Relationships, kind of like the subtext of that. It was really good about managing family dynamics and how to kind of navigate the people in your family that you maybe don't have the best rapport or relationship with. I'm a big fan of the author because I read her other book that was called Set Boundaries, Find Peace, and her name is Nedra Glover Tawab, and I enjoy following her Instagram. It's not that glossy page. It really kind of gives you a lot of hard takeaways to navigate dynamics within your family and love life and relationships all around. And another book that I read that I really, really enjoyed, and I even made a TikTok about this because, again, I believe that I'm a book talk influencer in my head, but it was called Lessons in Chemistry. And the interesting story about that one is I was on a work trip in Nashville at a bar talking to a lady who worked for an elevator company, which was very interesting. She was there working for an elevator company. I worked for a utility company at the time, and we were sharing stories, getting to know each other. And she's like, do you read books? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I read a lot of books. And she was like, I have a recommendation for you. I was like, what's that? And so she says, this woman in this book reminds me of you. And she told me about Lessons in Chemistry. And I'm always kind of leery when someone says, like, this person reminds me of you. But in this case, I take that as a big compliment, because the main character of the book had this tenacity and spirit about her that I can't even describe. And I really appreciate it and admire it. But she was someone who always stood firm in what she believed and what she wanted to do. And so if anyone's trying to tell me I remind them of a character like that, I receive that. That's something I've been working on lately, is if someone gives you criticism, it's not always constructive. And so sometimes I'll just say, I receive that. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, I hear you and I take in what you're saying. And that's what I mean by I receive that. But some of it, it's like, I receive it, but I don't know if I believe it. But in her case, as soon as I read the first couple lines of the book, I was like, okay, I receive what you said, and I also believe what you said. And I see myself in this very strong-willed, powerful lead character. So far I've kind of hit on rest and reading. This one is a not so fun part of my influx season, and still something I'm navigating now, but it's grief. I had to grieve losing a position that I really liked. I liked the position I was in. I felt so affirmed and proud to be in that role. And like I said before, I felt like it was in line with the trajectory of my career goals and exactly where I wanted to go. I had a very supportive manager. I reported to a VP of digital. That was a great feeling too, to be reporting to a vice president, to be reporting to someone who would literally have these conversations with me and tell me, like, this is how you advance in this company. This is how you grow your career. Invaluable advice that I wish I would have had more time to consume. I was only at the company for 9 months. And so there's a lot of grief. I was really hurt by what happened. And the biggest hurt was, again, like losing that position, leading the team that I was over. I liked my team. I hired my team. And so I valued those relationships and that daily interaction. I really enjoyed having weekly meetings where I was showing them and teaching them everything that I know about email, about digital, about navigating the professional landscape. And I genuinely miss those things. So giving myself space to grieve, I was thinking about it this morning and telling myself, like, I almost feel like I need to have a funeral to really grieve and release all the feelings that I had about losing something I didn't want to lose. Because essentially, it is. You have to bury it and give yourself some peace around releasing this thing that you no longer have. Not only was I grieving losing these opportunities, but also grieving losing family members. So it's just, you feel that all at once. And I know they're not comparable. People are not comparable to our jobs or opportunities, but it's a very similar death, because you have to bury things that you didn't want to let go of, people that you didn't want to lose. And I kind of feel that way, not totally comparably about the job, but definitely feel like I've lost something I didn't want to walk away from, but I no longer have it. And again, continuing to give myself space to just feel that feeling of grief. And at this point, because I've found another opportunity, it exists simultaneously with gratitude for being grateful for having a new job and a new opportunity. But grieving what I lost, because like I said, there were so many great things and great feelings that I had towards the opportunity where I was that I'm sure I'll get back one day. But just right now in this moment, I was telling someone that this week is, I have to make space for grief and gratitude to exist simultaneously, but the grief is really loud. And so I acknowledge that it's there, and I'm just going to let myself feel it, the sadness of that opportunity leaving. So I guess I kind of talked about two there with the grief and the gratitude, but the gratitude kind of came more after the influx season, but it also kind of lines up with the other thing that I did during my influx season, which is receive. Early when I first got laid off, I typically watch Sunday service on YouTube these days, and I was watching this pastor Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. was kind of my thing. And so watching this service and listening. And one thing he said, like, really stood out to me. And that was that women are built to receive. And I was like, wow, I never thought of it that way, because I'm always pushing myself to just go after what I want and to get it and not thinking about it that way. But when you're laid off, it's really hard to pursue all the things that you want because you don't have any money and you're nervous about when you're gonna get money again. And you just feel really sad. And so I started letting other people do nice things for me, and really being aware of other people doing nice things for me. A couple examples of that is, like, my dad, he paid my car insurance, so it's really helpful. My brother, he offered to pay for me to take an Uber ride to hang out with my cousins. I had friends who would pay my way whenever we went out, just because they knew I didn't have a job. One of my friends bought me brunch one day, and she was like, I'm so glad I invited you, because she didn't know I'd been laid off, and I told her then. My cousins paying for my drinks when we went out. My mom, like, sending me a little bit of money. And then people at the workspace. So I have a workspace membership, and they just all constantly did nice things for me. Let me come to their cabanas and have cocktails. Bought me dinner. Just did different things to care for me in the ways that they could. And even thinking about it, I get a little emotional, because a lot of people considered me in that season and did thoughtful things for me, and I just let myself receive them. I never really realized how many times in a day or in a month or in a week people ask to do things for me, like hold a door open, carry my bags, or carry my boxes up the stairs. And I'm not always so willing to accept that help. So I'm like, no, I don't need it. In this season, I was like, if anyone offers to do something for me out of the kindness of their heart, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to receive that kindness. I'm going to receive that care. And I'm going to be grateful for it and show a lot of gratitude. And it really made me aware of those things. Even now, I'm just getting a little, like I said, emotional thinking about it. But it made me a lot more aware of being accepting and open to getting and receiving and the doing of those things. So I guess that's a good way to kind of like wrap it up. But the four things that I did in this season were to rest, to read, to grieve, and to receive. When I say them all together, they sound kind of cool, right? And my influx season is over, the same way summer is about to turn into fall. And you know, since it's ended, I'm just realizing how much stuff I miss about it. I miss having this freedom throughout my day to just kind of go where the wind takes me. I miss having ownership of that time and having the mental freedom from some of the workspace politics that we have to deal with when we are working. I'm having to just accept, like, oh, I don't really have that capacity anymore to be free and to be open. You know, I was working 100% remote. And so there were a lot of things that working in an office, or being removed from working in an office, I had freedom from, like sitting in traffic. And so just getting reacquainted with some of those things is the season I'm in now. And again, like, having the memories of fall come back to me has been really nice. Like, one of my best memories of fall is Friday Night Lights, cheering football games, the noise, the crowd, staying up late, being on the sidelines, how exciting that was, cheerleading competitions on Saturdays, wearing sweatshirts and hoodies, I don't know, something about a hoodie just makes me feel like warm and cozy and nostalgic. I remember when I was really young, my mom used to always put us in jogging suits on Saturdays. So I would have like jogging suit over my ballet leotards or and tights and stuff, and going in and out of places. So I always think about leotards, and for some reason fall makes me think of like Anita Baker. I feel like that was always playing on the radio on Saturday morning, so we'd listen to like Caught Up in the Rapture and different Anita Baker songs, and just so many memories that I'm really excited to revisit this fall. Hopefully I'll get a football game in or two in the night games. We have Falcon season tickets, so first game is this weekend, and I'm excited to go to that. And like I said, just embrace all the things that fall has to offer. And really, my biggest takeaway of this season is to show more gratitude and appreciation for the seasons that I'm in. And like I said, as I move out of that season, I'm just reminiscing on the great things that happened. Even though I lost my job, I gained a lot of things. And so I'm really appreciative of that. Thanks for listening, and I will be back soon with some more episodes. Take time to just appreciate the season you're in. Bye.